This is Back Roofs, written by Zombified Queer, read by Mistborn Hero. A Honeywell podfic rated for explicit audiences, featuring the relationship Will Graham, Honeywell Lecter. It is tagged for St. Andrew's Cross, Bondage, BDSM, Restraints, Gags, Implied Cannibalism. Summary. Will is entirely at Honeywell's mercy tonight. The restraints do not bite into his wrists. The cuffs are padded, and no matter how much Will tests them, they do not harm him. Will is pleasantly surprised. He shouldn't be, knowing Honeywell, but the surprise is an instinct that comes unbidden. Just like the instinct to drop his arms, to ensure the soft flesh of his torso is protected. Are you afraid, Will? Hannibal remains fully clothed. Plenty of space to hide a weapon, a scalpel, Will thinks. Something sleek and small and lethal in the right hands. No, Will confides. I have put myself at your mercy more than once. Hannibal Lecter smiles, a brief twitch of his lips, a glint of light in his eyes. As if beckoned, Hannibal crosses the room. He shrugs off his jacket and hangs it over the back of an armchair, careless, but sensual, knowing the appetite lurking under the gesture. Fingertips find Will's shoulder, where the bullet hole is nothing more than a scar tissue. Just a faint reminder of where Will has been, what he's endured. Hannibal's hands are cold, and Will can't suppress the shudder. You don't fear me? I know what you are capable of. Instead of the weapons Will anticipates, Hannibal produces a gag. Will opens his mouth and is rewarded with the taste of rubber. The straps are tight enough to keep the gag firmly in Will's mouth, but not so much that they bite into his skin. And now, here he is, restrained and silenced, wholly at Hannibal's mercy. Hannibal's fingers trace along Will's chest, where he might cut, if Hannibal intended to kill. But there's only the ghosting of skin on skin, a clean line between the ribs. Will ponders how Hannibal might prepare human ribs, how to carve from the table. He knows that when the time comes, Hannibal will not waste a scrap of Will's body. The thought makes him drool around the gag. Saliva runs thickly over his lips and down his cheek. He does his best, but Will can't swallow all of it. Like an animal, Hannibal says. His fingers step just below Will's diaphragm. He doesn't touch the scar that spans Will's lower abdomen, the remains of being disemboweled. But Will wants Hannibal to touch that raised line of scar tissue, to understand what he's done can never be taken back. Instead, the chains binding Will's wrists in padded cuffs to the cross rattle. So Hannibal traces the scar, two fingers along ruined flesh, feeling what he's done to Will, the teacup mended again. And Will relaxes again, watching Hannibal's face. Behind the skin, Hannibal seems to be fighting. The first instance of guilt Will has ever seen. But Will knows the guilt is only because Hannibal feels entitled to him. In the shadow of the St. Andrew's Cross, Will forgives Hannibal again, forgives him and loves him. He drools at the thought of Hannibal's guilt. And then the mask slips back into place. Hannibal places a hand on Will's chest. Shall we continue? Will nods, saliva dripping from his chin. He wants nothing more. The end. This has been recorded for ITPE 2024 as a gift for Nani. I hope you've enjoyed, thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.